But
he doesn't want to answer anything like how is he or why did he come here, how did he get here?
Your approach is not normal. If you want to be friendly, be friendly.
Okay. Can you help me? Because I'm not really sure what I'm doing. Just explain to me how I should approach you and how I should start a conversation.
What do you want as a conversation? What do you want?
To get to know you. Pardon? Can I get to know you?
Get to know you. You may get to know me.
Okay. Could you tell me a little bit about you so I can get to know you?
Not with that type of look. The way you look at me, now you're two people standing in front of me.
It's okay. Normally, two or three or four people can gather around together.
But not in the way that you approach. That's not standard. That's not normal.
But honestly, your approach isn't friendly
and
not normal.
Strange.
You're coming back aggressively to me. That's how I receive it. What you're saying is you can come in here. You can come in here. And you can do what you want to do, but I'm not allowed to talk to you about you.
Okay,
we have, for instance, just as an example, if I may, we have little children here that we need to make sure they're totally okay. Now, I'm not making any suggestions other than I'm just trying to explain to you why we'd be interested in chatting with you, okay? Because we have a whole lot of little children here. Every person here that relates to the children has what they call in Australia a working with children check. They have to get that and get police okay and all that kind of stuff to be able to relate to our children. If we have people in here wandering around with our children, we just need to be a little bit careful. Maybe not a little bit. We need to be conscious of that, right? For the sake of the children, for the legal responsibilities we have, as well as for the family responsibilities and the responsibilities we have for families. Okay, so that's one little thing.
Actually, what you said, that's why I began this recording. I know a little bit about you. And the way you approach me, saying, I know something about you. What do you know about me?
I know that you're originally from Sweden. I know that you travel around, you visit a lot of other churches. And the way you behave isn't friendly.
Now you're actually lying, because when you approach me, in the manner in which you approach me, you have obviously you don't have the intention of normal just saying hello. You have a very deliberate intention. And you say, as an example, that you want to make sure that, because you have children, you want to make sure that I'm not a child perpetrator.
Anybody that's new here, we just need to be conscious of that. So people don't necessarily have the freedom to wander around here at various times where the children could be. That's all.
Do you think I'm a child perpetrator?
No.
Then why do you bring that up?
Because you're asking me about why I'd want to know about you. Right? Why would I want to have a conversation?
I don't know your name, and you approach me, and you say you know. Obviously, you know me. You say you know me.
I don't know you. No, I don't know you. I know a little bit about you, but I don't know you.
And I don't even know your name. What's your name?
Reg. I said that when I came up.
Okay, Reg. Yeah. What's your last name, Reg?
Why? Are you still taping it?
Of course I am.
But why
is your last name a secret?
No. Reg,
if you approach me, you want to know something about me.
But you won't tell me anything about you.
And you will not even tell me your last name. How does that correspond with friendliness?
Well, because originally you wouldn't tell me your name. I told you mine, you wouldn't tell me yours, and you got upset with me.
Now you're lying.
That I asked you a question. You've got that first name.
You're now lying. If you ask my name, I'll tell you my name. You didn't ask my name.
Okay. You didn't want to answer two questions I asked you, which were harmless questions, which made me feel as if, hey, there's something could be wrong here, because normally when you say hello to someone, they don't say, you're asking a question. You know? They normally say, fine, okay. or something like that. Or no, I'm not. I'm sick, and that's why I came here, because I want
to pray. You're different, Janice. You're actually being dishonest, because you approach me in an unfriendly way, and you acknowledge that you know something about me, and you begin to explain that you're actually protecting the children. Is that correct?
To anybody. Don't try and make it as if it's to you. We have a responsibility, legally and to family.
And I don't even know, what is your last name, Reg?
I'm disguising.
What did you say?
I'm disguising.
Kirsten, I'm talking to you now for a moment.
I'm talking with
the
Reg.
I'm letting him talk to you.
Okay, but what's your last name, Reg?
I'm letting him talk to you.
What is your last name, Reg?
If I come over here,
you
can see me better.
If we're going to have a conversation, it needs to be give and take. You're not interviewing me.
My name is Torsten Nansen. What is your last name, Reg? What is your last name, Reg?
I want you to answer him.
If you want to ask me questions, then you don't
I'm happy to sit down and talk to you about a whole lot of things.
You're behaving in exceptionally rude manner.
To ask me a bunch of questions when you don't even want to identify yourself.
You're behaving in exceptionally rude manner.
I think it's not okay the way that you are, as she's saying. You've been very rude and
exceptionally rude.
You've come into here, we don't know you, you're not interested in being friendly, you're interested in being aggressive against us. Now, we would prefer to be friendly. Right? We prefer an environment where God is in the presence. Right now, I don't feel God here because there's aggression. There's aggression. Right? There's not a sense of peace around you. There's a sense of aggression. You're here for a purpose. I mean, generally, people don't come into somewhere that's new to them and start taping people what they're saying and don't explain why they're doing it.
And don't be so aggressive.
And you are
when you approach me in the manner in which you approach me, there was no sense of friendliness. You had
You need to move on from that conversation. If you have that tape,
the beginning of it, you'll see that it was friendly. I'm quite confident.
That's not true.
Well, I'm not calling you a liar.
And Reg, you still don't want to tell me your last name.
Well, you don't want to tell me anything.
What's your question? Tell me what question
I asked you two questions at the beginning. I'm asking you a question. Why don't you want to talk to me?
And your behaviour to me...
What question?
Your behaviour is exceptionally rude.
And what's your
Romano.
Romano, what?
And Torsten, show us a bit of respect first.
If you won't behave, we should ask you to leave.
Yeah, I think that's probably...
Okay, I think we've done our very best to be courteous.
Yes.
But we'd like you to leave.
Okay, on what grounds?
The fact that you've come in here uninvited and you are behaving in a very unusual manner. A very unusual manner. Right? And so we don't feel comfortable around you. And I don't think anybody else would necessarily feel comfortable if you were behaving this way. Okay? So we'd like it here.
That's awesome.
Reg, what's your last name?
Would you leave, please?
Can you tell me why?
I just told you.
You had already decided to ask me to leave before you even approached me.
No.
Yes, you did. You said you know something about me.
No.
And you approached me in an unfriendly way.
You are now misusing our conversation. When I first spoke to you, I said, how are you? And then I asked you, how you arrived here? What brought you here? That were my first two questions. That wasn't saying, get out of here, or anything like that. It was trying to be friendly with you. But you're not willing to be friendly. You are being a very aggressive person, right? I'm asking you to leave. Please, would you leave?
What aggressiveness have I done?
Would you please leave?
What aggressiveness have I done?
I think our conversation is now complete.
Would you please? No, would you please leave?
What aggressiveness have I done?
Torsten, we'll ask you to leave one more time.
What aggressiveness have I done?
Then we'll ring the police.
And then we'll ring the police.
What aggressiveness have I done?
Your manner.
Romano, for the record, will concur that you've also been aggressive. You've been unfriendly, very unchristian, to be honest, which is surprising given what you've claimed. But very unchristian. You've accused our senior elder here of lying on three occasions that I've witnessed directly. So accusing someone of lying is the wrong thing to do. So we're now going to ask you officially. We're not going to make any more comments. We'll ask you to leave. If you don't leave, I'll go and call the police right now. So, would you like us to escort you from the premises? Could you please leave?
Probably.
Okay. We'll call the police now.
Okay.
I'll probably just get someone to keep an eye on Thorsten. Yeah. Would you like to go this way, please?
Well, no, let him stay out here near the door. Your car is out the back, is it?
You're asking me a question, where my car is?
Yeah. Is it out the back? Or would you prefer to leave in the front? I'm just trying to be helpful to you.
And I don't even know your name.
Do you know where your car is? Is it out the front or out the back?
You want to know where my car is?
Only for your sake. Either we escort you to the front door, or we escort you to the back door. The big car park is at the back.
Just confirming, Thorsten, we've actually asked you now to leave our premises. We've tried to engage in a fair and reasonable conversation. You've declined all of our requests to engage with us. We've tried in good faith to understand a bit more about what you're looking to do. We've now officially asked you to leave on the third occasion. We're giving you one more warning and then we'll be calling the police. And we'll be playing this video clip to the police and then explain to them why you decided not to leave our premises and not to return. So would you like to leave now, please, Thorsten?
You said that you were going to call the police.
Yes. Do you want us to call the police, do you? Are you looking to create some headlines, or are you looking for the right thing by people? What would you like to do? Would you like to do the right thing, or would you like to create a headline? What would you like to do?
I want you to explain yourself why you are aggressive.
No. Thorsten, we've been exceptionally friendly, trying to get to know you, but the reality is that you've just been particularly disruptive, particularly unfriendly and aggressive, accusing a person of lying on three occasions that I've directly witnessed, perhaps more when I wasn't here. So that's not an appropriate behaviour, and that's not a friendly behaviour. That's quite an aggressive behaviour.
Okay, now you're a part of the lying, so yes, call the police.
Yes, okay.
I have the record.
So I'm just going to turn the video clip off now, and I'm going to go and call the police. Do you want to call me on my way here? Might be best.
Sorry?
Do you want to call me on my way here, or do you want to call?
Oh, are you going to the office to do it, or...?
Just got to work out the numbers. Do you want to take my talk to the police?
I'm asking you officially to stop taping, to stop recording.
Okay. Should we go outside and report away? Hello, you.
Go this way.
If you want to keep taping, we're just out here.
No, you want to tape this?
No, go ahead, call the police.
You are illegally on our premises. I'm allowing you to come outside.
Just make the call. Make the call.
Yes, I will.
Come out.
Make the call.
No. I want you to leave the premises.
Now call the police.
Would you leave the premises?
Call the police.
Would you leave the premises?
Call the police.
Are you saying no?
Make it official.
Okay. Just tell me, are you refusing to leave the premises?
I want you to call the police and make it official.
For the record, he's already made it very clear that he's refusing to leave the premises. On four occasions now, you've refused to leave a private premises on the instruction of the senior
policing
elder.
Okay? You want to listen to this? Come with me.
But best you go to the call, Reg, or into your office.
I would like you to call.
I know, but I don't think you're going to.
You're going to stay here, so you're refusing to leave.
Make the call.
Are you refusing to leave?
Make the call.
You're refusing to leave.
Make the call.
No. Come on, answer me.
You said you would call the police.
I will. I'm asking you to answer me first, and then I will ring.
Make the call.
Are you refusing to leave?
I've got on video that he refused to leave, so I think we can make the call.
Yes.
We're also making very clear that you're not welcome to return here.
It's very sad the way you're behaving. Not loading. What's that? No, is it 131313?
That might be a taxi.
Oh, is it?
That might work just as well.
If you you want to listen to this, you've got to come outside. Otherwise, you don't listen. I'll ask you to turn that off because it's illegal what you're doing.
We may proceed. We've warned you enough times. We may proceed. Have you prosecuted for illegally taping it, because if we have not given you permission to tape us, yeah. And we've made that very clear that we have not given you permission to tape us.
Just give me the number.
We go 131444.
Now, would you like to listen to this?
Yeah, I'll make the call.
Then you come out here. Otherwise, you don't. Can't ever say.
You don't have the right to record it.
You recorded me. You don't have my permission to make that video recording.
No, you're on private premises here, so you don't have the right to record it. So we'd ask you to stop recording it.
I'll walk away when you do it. Only, I'm happy for you to listen, but only outside. Now that's very fair. That's totally fair. Totally fair.
Okay, for the recording, I'm now departing from the building.
Do I need to do anything with this?